The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See?
Super psyched to be with you. I am your Super Waterman. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. It's a rock and roll water show. You didn't know Pittsfield had. Goes from the Berkshires to all around the world. Check out our podcast. You're
in the abundance.
Bringing a culture of water from here in the Berkshires to all around the world. Love your water. Today with Andy Hutt, we're going to have a conversation about the benefits of cold plunging and saunas. So, Andy, for those of you who are more on the regional area, he runs something called Hutt. A bunch of mobile saunas and cold plunges going all around our neighborhood. And now expanding around the country, so super psyched to have him with us. We'll have a conversation about some of the benefits of doing this cold plunging and hot sauna, which is done around the world, how they look at water around the world. We will discuss it today. Is actually for healing and not for hurting. So it's a good conversation to have. Got some water news, water music coming your way. All sorts of little bit of poetry, a little bit of comedy. So let's see what's up first in that world. We got a little bit of Santa Monica, which brings in some of the current events of the world. Santa Monica, you'll listen to the lyrics and you know what I mean. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. I don't want to be your stupid game with my big black boots and an old suitcase. I do believe I'll find myself a new. Leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breaker.
feel so weak. But all in love is fair. I turn you the cheek, and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air. And I know you're only human, and I haven't got talking room. But tonight, while I'm making excuses, some other woman is making love to you. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see I'm burning alive? Can't you see my baby's got another lover? I don't know how I'm gonna survive. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind. But tonight the sweet devil, the sweet devil's got aching pass. Will this night be through? Wanna hear the breaking glass. I wanna feel the steel of the red hot truth. And I'd do anything to get it out of my mind. I need some insanity for that temporary kind. Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name?
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, and then 88.1 WSBR in Lee, then all over the internets and on your phone through a wide variety of podcast platforms. Check us out, subscribe, say nice things about us, hit that like button, and then share it with your water-loving friends here and around the world. Super psyched. I'll be talking in just a few minutes with Andy Ha. He runs a mobile sauna company, and also something that he loves to do personally is cold plunging. So we'll be talking a little bit about the health benefits of those interesting water-related activities. And sauna is water because you put some water on the rocks, and then you're also sweating, which is water, just so you know. And a little bit more coming your way. Let's see if we got a little bit of news here. Let me look at what's up in that world of news. Do I have anything open? No, I don't. Really, a little bit about the benefits I'll go into that. Benefits of cold plunging, because cold plunging, guess what, is quite a bit of What's there? Key benefits of cold plunges. You got muscle recovery and pain relief. Cold water causes rapid constriction of blood vessels, which reduces inflammation and swelling and delayed onset muscle soreness after intense exercise. It gives you improved mood. The shock of cold water triggers the release of norepinephrines, I think, and endorphins, which I know more of, leading to the increased alertness, better focus, boosted metabolism. Your body burns calories to generate heat, which is what gives you shivering, while the cold activates metabolic boosting brown fat, whatever, I don't know what color fat is, but it says it's brown in this particular case. And then immune system support. Regular cold exposure may stimulate leukocytes, white blood cells, helping to strengthen immune function. And there's a lot more, and Andy's going to look into that with us. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
It's hard to feel good about yourself, especially with social media. Every time you open up your phone, there's some people there that look great, and they're always calling you a loser because you don't live like them, right? You get all these cold plunge people on your feeds. You get these jackasses. Act like you're a loser if you don't start off at 6 a.m. in a bucket of ice water. Shut the hell up. Get off of my phone. I'm going to do a video about the benefits of a long, hot shower. That's a winner, where you just keep making it hotter and hotter and hotter, and then you stay an extra 15 minutes, and you come out like a wet noodle and cancel all your appointments for the day. That's a winner.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I am Super Waterman, your ambassador for water. And So It Flows, we air every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio. We bring water culture from the heart of the Berkshires to all over our water world. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Republic, and anywhere you get your podcasts. Make sure to subscribe, share, and review. Today, we start with Pete Seeger, waist deep in the big...
Uh-oh, no Pete Seeger today. So don't you worry. There won't be any Pete Seeger at this moment in time. But we do have Pure Water with Migos. And that's with Mustard... Migos off their Perfect 10 album.
Woo! Y'all know her, right?
Love that on that beat.
Let's go!
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad babs and they after me.
Bad.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, peeled water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them.
Big,
give me the beat, I ride it like a jet ski.
Hey.
So many bad, bad, they harassing me.
Bad.
They like me because I rap and be with the athletes. Stop asking me. I know they mad at me.
Nah.
Hop in the coupe, then I slide like it's Vaseline.
Excuse
West Coast 6, fold jump like a trampoline.
Six,
take a brick out, put it on the triple beam.
Brick
I'm not
out.
From Canada, but I see a lot of teams.
Canada.
Dismantle her, I know how to handle her. Light the candle up, make you put a banner up. Toss a 50 up, make them tie the club
tie
up.
The club
took
up.
Your bitch out the game, I had to sub her.
Swap.
No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad babs and they after me.
Bam.
One bad bag look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete.
Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip, big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice, ice, ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford it.
Hurt cash.
You got the bag, but can't afford it.
Pippin ain't easy, make her open up and eat it. Stars in the ceiling, in my seats, they Tempur-Pedic. I see them up with watching, and they plotting, trying to sneak me. I can't hear the thought, can't trust the thought, they telling secrets. Big back, take, look back, little new cash. Catch them down bad, and nigga can cry a whole river. Knock on my back, I'm taking care of the whole village. Somebody got shot, what you talking about, Willis? In the lobby with a brick, a wicked Bobby with your dip. I go Lawrence with the fit, in the Rory with no tent. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rent. He was popping, so I popped and prayed to God repent.
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad babs and they after me.
Bam.
1 bad bag look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice, ice, ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bag, but can't afford them.
Take off. No limit to the money.
Nah.
I picked the gang up, took a flight across the country.
Across the country.
I took the waitress, told her to keep the ones coming. Hit the store to get some backwoods and left the rape running.
Yep.
Looking like they blind, but we already on it. In the left with Celine, like that bag that she wanted. Lot of teams, busting at them jeans, make you wanna. Take you wanna spend a 50, hit the same with a donut.
Same.
Whole team full of queens, gotta keep their eyes on them. Snake in the sky, probably wanna slide on them.
Slide.
I bet they ride on them when I put that prize on them.
Five.
10 bad, bad, okay, though, got five of them.
Five.
No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad babs and they after me.
Bang.
1 bad bag look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice, ice, ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bag, but can't afford them.
Two step. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Two step. Oh yeah.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That was some pure water with Migos from their Perfect 10 album. We started the actual show with Santa Monica, and that was an amazing, that's an amazing song about, you know, getting out of the fire. There's so much that going on. That's from the band Everclear. We had Throw Me a Line from I Am Eve, from Throw Me Alive album. We also had Melissa Etheridge with Bring Me Some Water. And, you know, with the stuff going on today, I think that's probably a good idea to bring ourselves some water so we could, like, can we just stop this mess and really move on to the next thing? Which the next thing is a great interview that we're just going to start with Andy Hutt. And that's spelled H-U-H, and he runs a mobile sauna company. We'll have this conversation. Andy, why don't you say hi to our water-loving fans around the world?
Everyone, thanks for having me, Leslie.
Can you get a little closer to the mic?
Sure.
Okay, great. Better. Great. So tell me a little bit about what's going on in your world with your, like, what you run this mobile sauna company?
Yep.
Like, what's your why?
So we started this company exactly 1 year ago, and we started it because we found that there were no bathhouses in the Berkshire and surrounding regions. I moved up post COVID due to COVID moved up my family. It's not a very uncommon story for most families up here. And I used to attend the Russian Turkish bathhouse every week as part of my weekly routine. And I noticed that we didn't really have any high quality contrast therapy options here. And so I thought, why not start a mobile sauna company and bring the benefits of sauna and cold plunges directly to people and meet them where they are? And that could be at your private residence. It could be somewhere where you work, or a local community gathering point. Like, for example, we're at Bosque Ski Mountain for the entire winter season.
Yeah, that's great. Now, for folks who are listening who aren't in this area, or even folks who are listening who are right now driving through the middle of Pittsfield or the middle of Lee or the middle of somewhere in Berkshire County, what is this thing? What do you call, like,
make it English. What's contrast therapy? What do you mean by that?
So contrast therapy is when you combine the healing benefits of a hot sauna on one end of the extreme, and you contrast that with the other end of the extreme, which is cold. Cold plunges, our cold plunges run below 50 degrees. And so when you combine hot and cold, you know, that is contrast therapy.
Yeah, it's kind of like sometimes when I'm eating food, I'll go from sweet to savory.
Yep.
So you'll have the contrast of both, or
yeah,
sometimes mix it in together.
Yeah, it goes really well together. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly. I like putting cranberries into the food that I make, you know, just to give it that little bit of a sweetness space.
Yep.
When you have a lot of garlic or turmeric or some other, and then all of a sudden you run into a cranberry and like, what's that doing there? So, okay, so you're doing what you're doing.
Yep.
And like, when you were going to the Turkish bathhouse, the Russian banya, they call it.
Yep.
It's a big deal for me. I'm of Hungarian descent, and in Hungary, they have in Budapest, they have some of the best thermal bathhouses. The thing that is really extraordinary is that they have a medical supervision. And that's actually very, very, very important, as not just a lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
which we can turn that into, but also for the health benefits.
Yeah.
You have a much healthier population in Budapest, a very highly industrialized city, but you have a really healthy population.
Do you think the people of Hungary are attending these bathing houses for health? I didn't get into this for health.
It's health and community.
It's
a combination. That's what makes it a lifestyle.
Right.
Where people, they just know each other. And the medical supervision aspect of it gives it a seal of approval in some sense that you can actually heal people with the access to water-based therapies known as balneotherapy. And I don't know if you know this, but in the 1930s, there was actually a movement amongst the American Medical Association to call out what they considered quackery,
mm-hmm,
alternative medical interventions like chiropractic, like hydrotherapy, like other, there are a multiplicity of them. And essentially, in the 1930s at that time, they went around to different springs resorts, different places, and just said, stay in your lane. They did that with other alternative medicines. They just got people fired from being able to call themselves some kind of medical. And it started even before that with something called the Flexner Report. I think it was either 1910 or 1919.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the United States, there was some push away from that on a systematic level. And we're paying the price, you know, as you see. What are you finding as far as the intake? Are people, Where are you seeing the most intake for people participating in saunas, in the cold plunges? Where are you seeing the most participation?
In the Berkshire market?
Yeah.
I think I'm having more success in Columbia County, actually.
Which is right across the border.
Right.
In New York.
If not Columbia County, it would be South Berkshire's. But I haven't experimented with other regions beyond that. I think Litchfield County is another market that I would want to go into. I'd also like to explore Northern Berkshire County, maybe Williamstown or North Adams. But right now I'm seeing a lot of demand being pulled in Columbia County and South County in Berkshire.
Yeah. You know, and are people coming to you? I mean, I know I go repeatedly.
Yeah.
There are others that go repeatedly. What are you finding? What are people saying as how they feel about it? How they, like, is are they saying, well, it makes me feel so much better, or I have this condition that's moving away? What have they said anecdotally?
Yeah, I think it runs the spectrum. I think most people come in leaving feeling so much better than when they arrived. I've had anecdotes shared, let's say at PS21, where someone developed an autoimmune condition post-COVID, and she had mentioned that this is the first time she actually slept extremely well on a given night. People have come post-miscarriage to kind of mourn inside the sauna sort of thing. It really depends on the person, but more often than not, people just feel better than when they arrived.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised as to the different issues that are happening in society and how sauna can solve it, and cold plunge for that matter. I think we have an epidemic of loneliness happening here. I think addiction is on the rise, and I'm not just talking about the alcohol and drugs, but we have phone addictions that we're going through. Phone addictions, right. And sauna and cold plunge are one of the only spaces in which, lithium ion batteries on the phone just doesn't work well in that environment.
Yeah, you don't want to, and you don't want to bring your phone inside a sauna. It'll blow up, or it'll get super hot and not work afterwards.
Right, but we've come to the point in society where having a 15-minute break on your phone is unheard of. When was the last time, like, people bring it everywhere? They turn it on the moment they wake up. They check the news before they go to sleep. They even bring it into the bathroom to catch up on news. I mean, it's literally everywhere. It's on us. It's attached to our hip. And just having 15 minutes alone is a welcome respite in the sauna.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Actually, that's one of the benefits of that sauna, where you actually has a chance to be.
Yeah.
To be sweaty-like, but you're being. You're not acting. You're allowing your body to, like, do those perspiration, the sweating. And there might be other people in there, but you don't have to talk to them. You actually could just be in your body.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. I think the fact that sauna can help bring communities together, and you could kind of fill your social connection cup without even talking to anyone. It's really just showing up in the presence of others. It doesn't have to be in a sauna. It could also be like going to your local coffee shop to order coffee. But yeah, and imagine being in your thoughts for 15 minutes alone.
That's just amazing. You know, it's like giving us the medicine that we didn't know we needed. And, you know, another thing I'd like to bring up is, you know, there are several different places around the country where they're, I'm going to back up here before I even go there, just so folks who are listening for the first time, or you're listening just now, you're just dropping in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, your ambassador for water, Leslie Gabriel. We're here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and then also 88.1 WSBR in Lee, and you could grab us on any podcast platforms. Not while you're in a sauna, though. So, having a conversation with Andy Hupp, and there are places that have been environmentally impacted for one reason or another. Then there are the other impacts of toxicity, our emotions, that maybe we have a whole bunch of fear or upset or some kind of concern about something that we feel we have no power over. And those are also act as toxins with the rising levels of cortisol when people are always stressed out, and it impacts our immune system. Have people come to you saying, like, I just feel way more relaxed?
I think that's the first thing that they realize. Like, you literally see shoulders dropping in the sauna because it's the first time they're actually taking a break for themselves. I mean, sauna is the antidote for anything related to anxiousness, stress. This is not a new age thing. This has been going on for centuries across
thousands of years.
Thousands, right? Exactly, across multiple cultures.
I think Genghis Khan was seriously into saunas and steam rooms and other things, but he definitely did bring that culture along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not just the European countries, you know, the Japanese onsens, the Korean jimjilbangs. It's happened across many, 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 many cultures.
And yeah.
It's interesting how...
Well, Genghis started in Mongolia. He was just over there,
yeah.
Far east. So, yeah, you'll find it big in Korea. You'll find it big in parts of Japan. You'll find it big in Central Europe, Scandinavia. Finland is huge. They call it sauna.
They do. Like, and did you know it's the only Finnish word in the English dictionary?
No way.
Yeah.
Well, they're related to Hungarians, by the way, just so you know. My dad used to say that Hungarians invented everything, but in truth, they were one tribe. And one decided to go right north, and one decided to go straight. So you'll see sculptures in Budapest showing a couple of monks looking back for the lost part of their tribe. So they're over in Finland. So the sauna, only English word in Finnish. Only English word. What have you taken from your experience in the bathhouse? What are you trying to create for that level of community that you felt, or that level of practice that you saw?
I think I want to develop an accessible contrast therapy options for the everyday person here in the Berkshires. I don't believe that this should be a luxury or for the elites. I don't believe this should cost hundreds of dollars for you to experience the benefits of sauna and cold plunging.
Yeah, so it's not just for folks at Canyon Ranch. It's not just for the folks at Miraval. Although those are wonderful places,
yeah.
And nothing taken away. It's just the accessibility option.
Correct. What I'm looking for is the everyday local person that can show up to a spot 3 or 4 times a week without looking at their bank account, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's ultimately the goal for me, is to build a community gathering place where folks can heal.
That's great. That's great. I know first responders are big into this because they have to stay healthy.
Yep.
Firefighters, they go in, they have toxins when they're fighting fires, and they have to release them, which speaks to the other aspect of the legacy pollution that happens. We don't have to be roach motels with poison. We can, you know, obviously they'll come in because our bodies will take things in, but we can also let them out. So are things, have you had any people who just said, I don't know, dealing with a condition where I was having a rash and I got better?
Not anyone? Specifically a rash, no. I think I'd say 80-90% is mostly anxious and stress driven.
Okay.
Predominantly, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the other part is the sauna helps in detoxification.
It does, yeah.
And why? Just give me your answer to that.
Have you seen, do you know who Brian Johnson is? He's kind of known as the longevity expert. He experimented with multiple things on his body to kind of prolong his life.
Okay.
He did a really interesting in-depth study. I think it was 30 days long. And he started with taking biomarkers to keep track of everything across the board. And he noticed at the end of 30 days, not only did all of the markers improve, but it also showed the very specific metals in his body that have gotten reduced as a result of, you know, using the sauna 3 to 4 times a week at 175 degrees plus. It was a really interesting video. I encourage your audience to go look it up. I think he looks like a cyborg. If you get past that and just look at the data itself, I think
let's go look. Brian
Johnson.
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, longevity, age, sauna. What does he have to say about sauna? Okay, let's see if I can see any images and see if he actually does look a sauna. Not exactly, but more like Data from Star Trek. Not completely cyborg, very human-looking cyborg. But he was saying... What he does as part of his blueprint project involves 20 minutes in 200 degrees Fahrenheit dry sauna to improve cardiovascular health, reduce toxins, and eliminate microplastics. And that is 20 minutes a day. His daily protocol. So he does the sauna 20 minutes every day for that amount of time. That's pretty intense, you know?
I think that's pretty extreme. I think if you look at the scientific studies, it's not 200 degrees Fahrenheit. It's 176. And it's typically 3 to 4 times a week, not 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But he's really pushing the boundaries in terms of, you know, the extremes here.
Uh-huh.
I'd be curious if you were to run this back at 3 to 4 times a week at 175 or 176, if you would get similar results.
Yeah, and he also does other things with water. He puts ice packs on the groin to protect his fertility.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other thing. We'll discuss that on the next ice-related conversation. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, bringing you the culture of water from the Berkshires to all around our big blue marble. And super psyched, I'm having a conversation with Andy, and he runs a local mobile sauna company. And we're having a conversation about some of the benefits and some of the practices. Now, okay, so let's say you have a beginner, and they may have, you know, they may have another reason. If, let's say they just got over some level of surgery. Does a sauna actually help a person move again and get some of their, do you know anything around that?
I haven't seen anything specific. I would consult your local doctor to see if he or she would recommend. I know that if you combine the benefits of sauna and cold plunge, circulation certainly improves. But I can't attest to very specific examples that I observe with my customers.
Okay. That makes sense. It's always has a lot of power to say, I don't know. So let's say, just kind of floating for questions, what if there's a beginner, someone who's never done this thing before, or they're kind of interested, someone told them about it, that they should do cold plunges.
Sure.
What? How would you get people to move beyond cold? No.
Yeah, I think
the hesitation part.
I think what we're talking about is trading off 30 seconds of your life in order to gain benefits throughout the day, right? And if you think about it, 30 seconds is not a very long time. And worst case scenario, you know, as your body enters your, you know, fight or flight response, you could leave. It's your choice ultimately at the end of the day. What I typically guide people is just breathe through it in the first 30 seconds, close your eyes, long deep breath. And what you often find is like 95% of people can make it to the 30% mark, and then your body starts to acclimate. Your heart rate starts to drop. You start to be a little bit more at peace. Your body is telling you that you're not going to die. Actually, this feels pretty peaceful and I'm doing it. And then as soon as you leave, there's a feeling of joy and jubilation and pride that you've actually accomplished something that you didn't realize you could do.
Yeah.
But for beginners, you know, I don't recommend starting at 33 degree water in the Green River. I think you should start out higher. I think 60 degrees is a good starting point, and then work your way down to 50. This notion that lower is better isn't true in the scientific journal. And so start a little bit higher and then ease your way in. It's not a contest. It's really just, you know, give it 30 seconds, give it 60 seconds and see how you feel afterwards. And that's it. It's really just a minute. It's not anything more complicated than that.
It makes sense. And for me, I look at it differently. Okay, so in the world of my life, there are things I resist.
Yeah.
Things I resist are doing laundry, washing dishes, cleaning out closets, putting oil in the car, buying new tires, whatever it is I'm resisting, paying the credit card bill, I resist. And when I can take on something that allows me to move beyond my resistance, like going into really cold water, I benefit out of that. I get something out of like, oh, look, I accomplished this. I accomplished being able to be in the water. For me, I do 3 minutes.
I agree.
And it just helps me accomplish stuff. And it could be used in lots of different ways. Let's say a person is dealing with, getting into recovery and healing an addiction to narcotics of some kind,
right,
or alcohol. The resistance is part of the thing. You want to not, I won't say overcome it, but you want to move through that resistance to get to the other side of, oh, I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, that really resonates with me as well. As someone who suffers from ADHD, I think the best thing I could do for myself in the morning to get going is a cold plunge, because there's absolutely nothing more difficult than that. So it kind of sets the tone for the day. If you could do, 30 seconds in 50 degrees, everything else becomes easy. And not to mention the benefits of having extreme focus and clarity. There's no more brain fog. You just feel better. The dopamine hits. Sometimes I get a euphoric high for 2 or 3 hours naturally without a crash, all for 30 seconds.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. And that's really exciting. And thanks again for sharing that. Let's say people want to participate around this. How can they reach out and find out more about the cold plunges? How can they get in touch and find out about the saunas?
Yeah, so our website is gethut.com. We have a page called Gatherings where we post up where we're going to be. We're available for private rentals. We also sell and manufacture inflatable cold plunges for your backyard. But let's not overcomplicate it. It's just cold water. Fill up your bathtub. Get in there. If you want something nicer after you've experienced it yourselves, then, you could also get an inflatable cold plunge for your backyard. But it's not rocket science here. It's really just cold water.
It's cold water. Okay, great. Again, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I have a little PSA here. The members of the Veterans for Peace Chapter 186, based in Berkshire County, also known as the Daniel Shays Chapter, they're going to be bringing in Chris Hedges, international superstar when it comes to journalism, in an event called Deep Dive on Saturday, April 26th. No, 25th, Saturday, April 25th. It will be held in Pittsfield, so stay tuned for that. You'll hear more about that as we get closer to the date. And just super thanks. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Let's see what we got going on. Got a little Brad Paisley and singing his tune, Water. I'm going to start that over again because it started out like in the middle of the song. So, Brad, here we're going to go again. We're going to start. Let's go. There we go. Brad, you're listening to And So It Flows.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere, and so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb, and you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Sun starts to beat down.
the beach on spring break. 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Stay right there when the daylight's gone. Play truth or dare, and it won't take long. For you and her, I got nothing on but water. All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades and ice cold beer. Place to sit somewhere near water.
People of Bone and Water. The epigraph from the Kalevala Canto 10 is, "Snow arrives as smoke in the yard." People of Bone and Water. People of Bone and Water, fast food eaters, pizza orderers, did you see in the storm how everything stopped, bent the plows? Did you share the keen glow of snow, like broken glass or small nails? How air shattered, hurled order into wind, threw peace into melee. You emerged to a paradise, the world made new, the white cloven hills, slick ice on the roads. Indeed, Eden was yours, the silence and stalemate forced you to look to your souls in blue shadows, trees against banks and drifts, to kiss the necessity of languor, to recline, resting. In the end, creation domineers in implacable thrust, the sun framed in droplets, the cool white full moon, the day trembling and still, in vestiges of furies and bolts.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. That was People of Bone and Water by Jane Pertow. Thanks so much, Jane, for sharing that with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're here at WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio, and then 88.1 WSBR in Lee, and also anywhere you get your podcasts. We had some Brad Paisley right before that poem, and got some Silver State Trio coming your way. Thanks again for tuning in, and super psyched to bring you all things H2O. Let's see what we got up next. We got, like I said, Bottled Water by Silver State Trio.
When you walk into any store, you'll pay a buck or even more for water, bottled water. If my grandpa were here today, he'd think that we were nuts to pay for water, bottled water. It falls for free out of the sky. The ocean's full, yet still we buy it by the case at Walmart. Bottled water. I'll never understand, but I'd like to meet the man who came up with the plan to bottle up and sell us water. I'm sure his wife said it'll never fly. He said, I bet it will, and here's the reason why. We won't sell just plain old water, but mountain spring, low sodium from Colorado or Canadian water. But where it comes from, no one knows. Could just be a garden hose in Detroit. I'm sure I'd be a millionaire if I could bottle up some air and call it bottled oxygen. Sell beside their bottled water.
In a water tower town, everybody waves. Church doors are the only thing that's open on Sundays. Word travels fast, wheels turn slow. Yeah, working hard and living right is the only life we know. Friday night football is king. Sweet tea goes good with anything. If fireflies come out when the sun goes down, nobody eats till you say amen. And everybody knows your mom and them. See who loves who for miles around in a water tower town. Well, your friend's a friend, and your word's your word. And our pickup trucks, they ain't for looks, they're made for work. Corn grows high, crime stays low. There's little towns everywhere where everybody knows. Friday night football is king. Sweet tea goes good with anything. And the girls come out when the sun goes down. Nobody eats till you say amen. And everybody knows your mom and them. You can see who loves who for miles around in a water tower town.
I'm
osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See? In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.